was reading our scriptures last night and very glorifying the fact that it was the queenship of Our Lady, the octave after her Assumption, with the first reading in the Gospel, which are, you could say, very chilling, confusing, frustrating. The first was actually, you know, supposedly historically, meaning that happened in the history. And then the second in the Gospel was the parable, which was should really one of those that kind of shakes you to wake you up kind of thing from Jesus. Well, the first was with Jephthah. If you heard the first thing that Mitch wrote, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah. Right? So he already received the Holy Spirit to do the mission that he was going to do. And basically in the Old Testament, we have to kind of put the bifocals on about what their culture was going through, and that was going against their enemies. And then Jephthah responded, not just receiving the Holy Spirit, but then saying, made a vow to the Lord, "If you deliver the Ammonites into my power," he said, "whoever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites shall belong to the Lord. I shall offer him up as a burnt offering." What? Like, why? What? You're gonna... So the first person you see after the Holy Spirit came to you, your gift back is to have a human sacrifice? Dude, that's not right. And I hope you all know that. I mean, that's insane. That's your vow? Which turns his own daughter because of what you wanted? He already gave you the Holy Spirit, dude. Like, that's one of those that I just scratched my head. I'm like, what were you doing? I mean, and then you have the Gospel with the parable about, you know, the son wanting to have his feast. And you can kind of see the smaller, I don't know if they would have done this when they wrote this on the sheepskin, but it's kind of the final print, if you will, the small text level. All of these you can kind of enter into what Jesus is really telling about. You know, the son is having his wedding. Well, that's Jesus Christ having his wedding, which was really when he gave his life as the sacrifice. And you have all these people that he's telling over and over and over, "Welcome, you're welcome to my feast, you're welcome here and there," and people will leave, just leave, not be there. "I got better things to do." And you can kind of tap that into our own culture today. And then he says, "All right, anybody, basically anybody, come on to my party." And even there, everybody came in, good or bad, which it says. And there was someone that comes in that wasn't even wearing the wedding garment, which by itself is a clue that, you know, everybody else was ready because they've been baptized. And this person wasn't. He just kind of crashed the party. So even this parable, you're thinking, what's going on here? Obviously, these people, and it's a parable, so it's not necessarily factual, but what Jesus is telling us is that, hey, through all the centuries, the party's ready, and who's following me and who is not. Right, so you got Jephthah, and you got this, and I'm just thinking, what do I talk about? Well, and then I realized again, well, it's the queenship of Mother Mary. I mean, if you can pick anybody else, obviously God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who's going to take that stuff to help us make sense? What's Our Lady? That's Our Lady. It's a memorial of her queenship. We're not talking here about necessarily a a man, Jephthah, sacrificing his daughter. You're not having in this parable, even still mostly men that are sacrificing, you know, in the parable of the king's is the king's son. Praise God we have Our Lady. She's perfect. Who gave her son not to sacrifice him, but to give him back to his father, to her father, our father, God Father. And so you got some really interesting thoughts today you can have with these different parables, with the Old Testament, and of course, Our Lady.